This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Shasky, this Warriors team, they keep finding different ways to win, and that is the hallmark of a very good to great team. Whether it's a slog fest, whether it's a muck it up kind of a game, whether Steph's not hitting the shots, Jimmy's not hitting the shots, or if the other team keeps making three-pointers, then you have to win a shootout. You can win in a multitude of ways. That's the hallmark of the greats. That's what the Mahomes is, and the Kansas City Chiefs are able to do at times, right? That's what the Boston Celtics can do right now in the NBA. That's what the great teams can do. They can pitch if it's in baseball, doing that analogy. Or you can hit, right? Like the Dodgers. The best teams can do that. And right now, the Warriors are doing that. Gary Payton II leading all scorers yesterday with 26 points. GP2, when he's on, this team is different. I'm not asking him, Joe Shasky, to hit 10, 20, 30 points. I'm not nothing like that. But if you can knock down a couple threes to go along with that defense, boy, does it change everything. Good morning.
This team is at their best.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When Draymond Green, in my opinion, is the one who's actually scoring a little more. Now, last night he didn't do that. But you saw last night.
He didn't hit a big three. It felt like it was a big three because the Blazers kept coming back.
No,
and it was
mid-fourth
quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, he's hit a couple of big threes in back-to-back games here. Yeah. But when he's coming downhill in a transition game and he's the threat of shooting, it opens up the lob like he did last night to Gary Payton, which was such a sick lob. Yeah. I mean, he came down, looked that way, just threw it up. GP2, I don't even know how he threw that down. Such a great play. Like, that to me is when they're really cooking. And when you see him being able to distribute and he's a threat and teams are honoring him in the half court, that's when they're rolling. Now, you look at this box where you say, Joe, that, he barely scored yesterday. But I think it's the body of work over the last 2 or 3 weeks that where he does score in a lot of these other games prior to this one, teams are honoring him now in the half court. I think Jimmy has been a big part of that. But then you get these random guys like Buddy Hield having a big game, Moody having a big game, GP2 having a big game. And it's like, pick your poison.
Right. And I liked how you phrased that. When player X is hot, this team is unbeatable. Who is that player X for you? And you can say Steph, obviously, but even, you know, we've seen Steph multiple times this season where he has been hot and no one else has been, and it's hard. It does feel different when it is a Gary Payton or a Draymond Green or a Quentin Post, mm-hmm. right? A Moses Moody, who had 20 points yesterday.
Had a great game before he got Pajewski. Hurt.
Jonathan Kuminga, when you have Jonathan a big game Kuminga. From him.
Multiple 30-point games before he went down with injury.
I'll ask that to the audience, 888-957-9570. When player X for the Golden State Warriors, or this blank for the Golden State Warriors is hot, this team is unbeatable. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Verducci. Long time no talk. What's up, Duch?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Tuesday, man. And I'll tell you, man, it's pole setting up here in the EDH with the Jimmy Butler. I mean, I'm around a lot of Kings fans, but let me tell you, the chatter is pumping, you know, as we lead to Thursday with the Kings coming to town. And you know what? The eye test doesn't lie. You can see the difference that Jimmy brings. No disrespect for Wiggins and what he brought to this team, but the difference is the IQ. He makes everyone around him better. And there's like, I talked about this yesterday, you know, with Green. You know, he's a dog, but you know what? He has to use his voice. It's his mannerisms. He has to be loud. With Jimmy, it's like he knows he picks the spots when to talk and to communicate to his teammates, but it's the quiet swagger, that confidence that he has, that he's brought to this whole team. I mean, look at the difference when he plays with that second unit. There's so much more fluidity. You know, everyone kind of knows what they have to do. They know that Jimmy's going to be looking for them, and it just he brings that confidence, and then it just exudes out to everybody else. You're seeing Payton, Moody. You know, you look at Santos and Paul. I mean, you can go down the line. And the great thing is that you haven't even seen Kuminga yet. I mean, that's the thing to be excited about. And so we're pumped here in EDH. I'll be there on Thursday at Chase Center. I'm ready to go. You can go ahead and visit me at the Splash Sports Bar. And excited to see everyone. Let's go, Dubs. And yes, that's right, baby. We're going for our fifth ring, baby. Shake and bake there. Curry's going to have 5 rings by the end of this season, and he will be the token as the GOAT of the NBA.
Wow, that's Rudy. He's doing his own appearances, I guess. He's like, come see me at Splash.
There's been a reawakening, though, for Warrior fans over the last 3 weeks.
There's no doubt
we're coming out of hibernation.
Right? Well, it's not ending soon, but the sun is out, and it is shining, and it is fun.
We're springing forward?
I'm not mad at that. I was trying to do my allergy thing because I'm suffering right now from my nasal allergies and the pollen out in the air, Joe Shasky. But the Warriors are allergic to losing right now. They just can't. They won't. They don't want to.
Yeah, call them Benadryl.
I'm more of a nasal cord. That wasn't your best. It's okay. That's more of like a seasonal.
Shooting. I'm trying
it's
to keep shooting.
It's all right. No, it's fine. You're like, who was my guy? Scoot Henderson yesterday. You're shooting a lot and you weren't hitting. That's okay. Still got 12 points. 888-957-9570. When player X on the Golden State Warrior is hot, this team is unbeatable. Yesterday, it was Gary Payton. For me, at the end of the day, though, if you're getting what you're getting from Buddy Hield yesterday, 7 of 10, 6 of 9 from three-point land, 7 assists for Buddy Buckets. That's insane.
Multiple great passes.
2 steals. A block.
I know.
He's doing everything. If I get that performance from Buddy Hield, and I'm not asking for 7 of 10, can I get, you know, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc? Can I get 4 of 7 occasionally? Can I get that from him every single game?
No.
No. But can I get it once, twice a week? Great. That's all I need. Can I get it in game 1 of a series, and then maybe game 3 or 4 in a series?
He's had, I would say, 4 or 5 moments in the last 2.5 yes. weeks that make me feel like it's coming around.
Well, it's funny.
Maybe I'm just a sucker.
Well, it's funny because you go to the Buddy Hield experience, and he might just have like 1 point next game against the Kings. And
I know, the roller coaster.
Right, there is a roller coaster.
The Mad Mouse.
Right, I'm looking at it right now. 20 points today, 8 points against the Detroit Pistons.
But I didn't think he was a problem against the Pistons.
No, but 0 points prior to that against the Brooklyn Nets. We were looking at that game.
That was a bad game.
That was a bad one. Coming off 15 points where he was solid against the Knicks, right? And then against the Charlotte Hornets where he had 22 points. So yeah, it's a mixed bag.
Big non-Steph buckets.
Correct. And that's why it feels even bigger when, like, that's where we're talking about this. Like, it feels like when this player X is hot, the team just feels different.
Who is it for you? You Tim?
It's Buddy Hield for me. And when he comes back, how it looks is going to be interesting, but it's Jonathan Kuminga. If I can get
fathom what it's going to look like if he scores 22.
It's going to be amazing. But for this team right now, given how things are going, if I get anything from Buddy Hield, it feels like this team is going to explode offensively. And he talked about it yesterday on with NBC Sports Bay Area. And talking about when players are hot and when Gary Payton II was hot yesterday, what that does to the court and how it opened things up for everyone else. He talked about that yesterday as well, on with NBC Sports Bay Area.
Dunks, layups. Gary's like a 6'2 big man. He has great touch, great feel. I think he rolls better than anybody in the league. His percentile is probably 99 percentile. Man, he's a hawk on the ball. He's feisty. He's a great teammate, and no wonder why he's been playing at a high level lately, you know, and he's been doing the right things, and he's been a sponge everywhere, and he's finding his niche. He's been accelerating in that area.
That's a really good point. He does roll to the basket really well. That's a really good
point. There's a lot of easy layups. If you just watch their games, how many easy layups does he have? Does Jimmy Butler have?
But they're not easy when you're 6'2 going up against 6'6.
No, they're not. Sorry.
6'8. Easy. No, but I get what you're saying.
They seem easy because they seem wide open sometimes where he's just right under the bucket. But he is so good. It's like that Mike and drill. He must practice all the time. It's a thing where you just need to lay it in and smoke it. We just did the knockout tournament, Joe Shasky. How many people smoked layups there?
Oh, dude.
It was a smoke fest. I got so high with the secondhand smoke.
I watched Tristan Thompson try to do the Mike and drill, and he was missing everything.
It's the meme, right?
Dog, you're literally 7 feet tall, literally, and you're right near the rim. Your nose is touching the rim. How are you so bad?
Yeah, my nose touches the rim, but I'm only 5'11". Carter, you could talk to that. He's 6'7", right? It's not easy just getting up there and Carter trying to dunk, and he did. He succeeded a couple times in the knockout tournament. I was impressed with the athleticism of one Carter Chickering, 888-957-9570.
When was the first time you dunked? Sophomore year in high school.
Wow.
Oh, was that late?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
No, I figured he was like 6'8 his whole life.
Can you touch the rim at sophomore year in high school?
No.
Okay.
I never have touched the rim.
Ever?
Except in the backyard on an 8-foot hoop.
Wow. I touched the rim at one point in high school. That was when I had hops.
Touched the rim.
I touched the rim.
I don't know about that.
Just the tip. Just the tip. We got Booby out in Oakland. We'll get to Booby here in a second.
Trampoline?
No, not a trampoline. What is that? What was that on MTV? What was that show where they were all the jump ball? Is that what it was? What was that? You guys don't want to talk about
slam ball.
Slam. Thank you. Where they're all on the trampolines. That's exactly what I was talking about. Yes. What else would I be talking about? Trampolines and basketball.
Well, I you said you touched the rim. I mean, I'm thinking you got mad crazy hops.
I did in high school. Not anymore. All right. I started playing World of Warcraft. And my posture got bad. Booby's out in Oakland. What's up, Booby?
Wow. This is a throwaway line.
There you go.
Sam, do you believe he touched the rim in high school?
Yeah, I mean, he was a water polo player back then. He probably had some sort of athletic ability. So, yeah. You know.
Okay, all right.
I played the widest sports imaginable in high school, water polo and golf. There you go.
No, you didn't touch the rim then.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Tiger Woods, I'm sure, was able to. Booby, what's up, man?
I don't know about that.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great,
man. Aren't you fired up about this Warriors team?
Let's go.
Man, I'm so pumped, man. We was down in the dumps a couple of weeks ago. I'm feeling great, man.
All right, what's the player for you that when this guy's scoring, it changes everything for this Warriors team?
Man, it's got to be Draymond, man. Joe hit it right on the head with Draymond. Every time he's being aggressive, it just opens up the entire offense. When we get like 7 points, it's like, come on, man, we need a little bit more. But I remember reading a stat when he scores over like 15, we've only lost like a handful of games. And when he's hitting that three, at least like two a game, oh my God, it just opens everything up, man.
Hey, Booby, how'd you get your nickname?
Oh, man, it's a childhood nickname, man. When you grow up in the hood, man, you probably know a Booby or two, man.
Okay.
Mom, shout out moms. Shout out moms for that nickname since birth, man.
Okay, there you go. I was going to ask if it was on the birth certificate or not, but probably not. It's a nickname. There you go.
That's St. Mary's Park.
I don't know, Clint.
I knew a Booby from St. Mary's Park.
Everyone in the back gasped a little bit like, oh, God, get the dump button ready. What is he going to say? I had to ask. Come on.
I thought he was going to say something dirty there.
Got it from his mom, right? Breastfeeding when you're a kid. Probably.
Well, the one guy I knew that was named Booby, he would drink from a sippy cup for a long, long time.
Okay.
Probably older than you should.
Okay, that's all right. You know what? I'm not mad at the sippy cup. Right? I'm not mad at it. They clean up some messes. They have those like unspillable cups. Does LJ have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
But it feels like they even spill still somewhat.
He
like,
went from barely being able to sip and drink, Joe, to now it's this, where the neck snaps back and he's just so violently drinking. Oh. And then when he's done, he just throws it.
Oh, yeah. Well, kids, they're just, you know, you're going to see bruises on their legs. It's just like, what are you doing? Well, they're trying to walk, first of all.
Yeah.
And then before they try to walk, they just learn to walk. Then they start running for some reason. It's like, you can't even walk. What are you doing?
He was a lot. We had a baseball game last night right before the Warrior game at St. Mary's Park, and it was cold and windy, and he ate a banana and string cheese and yogurt and this. And the kid is just never stopping eating. It's unreal.
It sounds like LJ is a Golden State Warrior because everyone on the Warriors is eating right now, too. Just like baby LJ. Kevon Looney, and I love this. I love after games like this, and it sound also courtesy of NBC. Thank you. Doing a lot of sound here today. Shout out NBC. Everyone gassing up the players too. Like I got Heald talking about GP2. I got Moody talking about GP2. I got Steve Kerr talking about GP2. Now I got Kevon Looney after the game talking about one Gary Payton II.
I think everybody on this team knew that he's a special athlete. Been playing against Gary for years and been on his team for a long time. And at 6'2", 6'3", he's able to be, you know, center or point guard, whatever you need him to be. And he's a special player, and it showed out tonight.
And I'm not going to take credit here as the show, but we did have Gary Payton II on last week, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Good call.
I mean, he's been incredible. If you come onto the Quentin Post since he's come on with us, Joe Shasky, it's been incredible.
Oh,
I mean, it sounds
the
like
morning he, roast boost.
That's kind of what I'm saying right now. 888-957-9570. Maybe in your own personal life, if you call this show, good things will start happening for you. The mojo's back, baby.
So do the Niners need to call us?
I think I just need to call
in. Does Buster Posey need to call us in?
Yes. Hey, Bob Melvin, hey, he called in.
That's true.
Bo Mel's going to be true. Doing great early on the season. Those ABS challenges or whatever they are. By the way, I keep seeing updates about that. It's like the catchers are going to be in the best position, by the way, like the catchers that are at the plate. Because they got the best eye. Whether it's the, you know, well, not Tom Murphy, unfortunately, but the Patrick Baileys of the world, right? The Alejandro Kirks of the world, you know, the Adley Rushman of the world.
He's having a great spring, like batting over like 500.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not spring yet, though. It's not. I know we
real
call
real game starting like a week and a half.
I know.
Not even.
Which is insane. Well, yeah, when's the Dodgers play?
The 18th.
Okay.
Today's the 11th, so actually less than 7 days.
A week today. 18th. Yeah there you go. Cubs, Dodgers, right? Our cousin Nick Friedell's going
to
be there.
Oh, is he going to that?
He's going to that game out in Tokyo.
Wow.
Yeah, he's excited. 888-957-9570. I know you do. Who do you hate more, the Chiefs or the Dodgers right now?
I did a radio hit in Kansas City, and they rubbed it in my face.
Chiefs, Dodgers, good. Lakers. Who do you hate out of all those three teams the most?
Well, the Dodgers.
Okay, there you go.
So Lakers, still, two.
Okay, Chiefs, three. Okay, Chiefs, because they lost recently.
Yeah,
that's easier.
The insufferable Lakers fan.
I should put the Eagles there instead.
The worst part about it is normally Laker fans are also Kansas City Chief fan currently because they were Cowboys fans. And then, you know, the same Laker fans are rooting for the Dodgers now, but had the Yankees won, they would have been rooting for the Yankees.
There's a lot of holes.
I don't know if you know that.
There's a lot of holes that you're jumping
through. All Laker fans are also bandwagon fans. So they just switch allegiances left and right.
There you go. That's okay to jump on the bandwagon. If you're on the Warriors bandwagon, call right now. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with bandwagon fans, all right? I don't like to exclude people. I like to bring people in. We're welcoming here on the roast, Joe Shasky. We're like a nice fireplace at the lodge at Tahoe. Come on, let's all grab a cup of coffee, grab some hot cocoa, sit around, and we're going to wax poetically about Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler. Right, KC in San Jose? What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, and I think Jimmy is going to unlock Kuminga. And I think you got to give credit to the team earlier when they were struggling, right? They were still kind of 500. And as one of the, you know, Twitter finger folks, but still, you know, 35-year Warrior fan, I know one guy who didn't want Butler on the station. He's no longer on the station because Bonte kept saying, hey, how much is that going to make a difference? 10 in a row, baby.
Bonte is still with the station, by the way, every Friday at 9 o'clock right here. Look,
sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong, you know?
And Bonte, to his credit, has said with us, Joe Shasky, that he underestimated Jimmy Butler on this team. Well, I think a lot of us did.
4 days or 3 days before the trade went down, you asked me directly, and I said, I don't want Jimmy Butler because I had my sights set on Kevin Durant.
I was trying to talk you into it.
I was wrong. I was wrong. And look, the day they made the trade, because I just needed them to do something, anything, I was happy, but never in my wildest dreams did I think it would look like this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.